Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Tuesday of the seventh week of Easter. Today's theme, never shrinking back. Never did I shrink from telling you what was for your own good. I take the blame for no one's conscience, for I have never shrunk from announcing to you God's design in its entirety. These are the words of St. Paul to his spiritual children in Ephesus as he neared the end of his life, from today's first reading from Acts chapter 20, verses 17 to 27. I have made your name known to those who gave me out of the world. I entrusted to them the message you entrusted to me. These are the words of Jesus to the Father as he neared the end of his life, from the Gospel reading from John chapter 17, verses 1 through 11a. Will you be able to say the same thing at the end of your life? We live in a very polite society. We hide the truth for the sake of being nice. In many cultures, being politically correct means if you don't agree with the trends in our society, you're bad. But Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit so that we could be his witnesses to the ends of the earth, sometimes by words, always by the holy way that we live, boldly, visibly, confidently, even if it gets us into trouble. Jesus was not always polite, and he was certainly not politically correct. Do we really want him to be our Lord and teacher? Do we really want to follow him and imitate him? We preach by our lives. We stand up as different from the world, but we don't force others to agree with us. We convert by our compassion. We teach the truth by using words whenever there is an openness to learn. If a person is ready to be taught, we must be ready to explain our faith and not shrink back. Usually, we don't know when someone's ready, so we must rely upon the Holy Spirit to inspire us. Never are we to sit back and hope that someone else will do the evangelizing, or else at the time of our death, we will be held accountable, to some extent, for the poorly formed consciences of others and for the souls who never reach heaven. How many times have we noticed co-workers struggling with a problem and we've not asked if we could pray for them? When have we heard a family member complain about a church teaching and we've let our silence, or perhaps even a smile or nod, indicate that we agree rather than dare to offer a different perspective? And every day we encounter opportunities to evangelize. Let's grow in our ability to recognize the Holy Spirit's inspirations and courage to do what can be done.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.